Hey Anchor Squad, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. Here on Anchor, I have a podcast that's called The Anchor Show. Of course, it's not an official podcast from the folks over on Anchor, but I'm going to be talking about tips and tricks that you can use to build your following on Anchor and to enjoy the platform. If you want to connect with me on social media, I-L-E-A-N-E. Let me say that again. I-L-E-A-N-E. Type in the handle on Twitter or Pinterest or Instagram, and you can follow me there. Also, on Snapchat and on YouTube, it's Eileen Smith. You want to head over to my website, it's eileensmith.com. So let's get connected, let's hang out, and let's have some fun. This morning, I had to look up a word on Google, not only because I wanted to make sure I was spelling it correctly, but also that I was pronouncing it correctly. So this is what Google had to say.
Transient. Transient.
As an adjective, it means lasting only for a short time, impermanent. As a noun, it means a person who is staying or working in a place for only a short time. Anchor is definitely something I consider to be a transient platform. It's a jump-off point for folks who want to do more in podcasting, maybe to move on to be a professional podcaster, or someone who is just trying to find their voice and to see if audio content is a great fit for them. Of course, there's going to be folks that are going to stay around and be here every day, but don't be upset, don't be alarmed if you find that your friends have moved on from Anchor. That's why it's so important that we stay connected on other networks. Now take a listen to this call-in from my friend Anna.
Hey Eileen, I wanted to say hi. You know, I've been kind of off Anchor for a while. I've explained this in my station, being busy with the release of the new console Xbox One X because I'm working over at Microsoft. But I'm kind of back, and I just realized how everyone left. We have this little community of people, and a lot of those people, at least from my community, I feel like they left. They're not here on Anchor, or they're not producing content just listening. I don't know. Do you feel this as well? I'm glad that you're here. Like, you're here. Motorspit is here. Some of the bigger stations as well. But also some of the other bigger stations just left completely. I just noticed, like, Politics Explained is not doing anything. So, that's weird. What do you think of all this?
One for me. And one for my homies.
So there, my dear Anna, and the rest of the Anchor Squad, don't lament for those who are no longer on the platform. Make new friends and pour a little out for your homies. By that I mean, go by their website. Go and check with them. Find them on Twitter or your favorite social media platform. On this hashtag supportive Saturday, make sure you check in on your homies.
Hello, Eileen. This is Tiffany C. Everett with the Special Needs Success, and I am checking on my homie, as you mentioned in your hashtag supportive Saturday. And I hope that everything is well. Of course, it always sounds so good to hear from you every single day of the week. And I hope you enjoy. Talk to you soon, and bye for now.
Let's get back to the question that came in from Anna Guerra and how she was talking about people no longer being on the platform. Well, Anna even admitted herself that she stayed away for a while because she got busy. But let's take a look at some of the reasons why people stop podcasting here on Anchor. Well, I already mentioned earlier that maybe they found that Anchor doesn't offer enough flexibility for them, yet they want to continue podcasting. So they move on to another platform like Libsyn or Podbean or Spreaker or Blueberry. Now, a lot of times people may want the longer format of podcasting, or they may want to seek better audio for their show. There's so many options. In fact, they could possibly just not like the fact that we're limited to 5-minute segments. And there's a possibility that they want to have a co-host or multiple co-hosts for their show. In addition to that, there's the big elephant in the room that we give up a lot of control in order to podcast here on Anchor. So if you're wanting to control your RSS feed, you may want to look at a different host. And a lot of podcasters, I'm sure, are going that route. Pod fading. Sorry, Google doesn't have a pronunciation for that one. So you'll just have to take my word for it. But this is the definition from the Urban Dictionary. A podcast that after a while becomes less and less frequently updated and then blinks out altogether. Alternatively, a podcast that is going strong and suddenly stops. The phenomenon has earned its own label, pod fading, coined by podcaster Scott Fletcher in February 2005 when he gave up on 2 podcasts of his own. Your voice and your message is so very precious. I don't want to see you pod fading. So what I'm going to do is plan an episode tomorrow where I'm going to give you some resources, give you some suggestions and some tips to keep you podcasting. So tune in tomorrow. And with that, I'm going to leave you with some soft, sultry tunes to finish out the evening. Bye for now.